Here's a thought about creativity on demand. I'm recording this in that fun week between the Christmas holiday and the New Year's holiday when a lot of people take time off from work. And now that the holidays are over, we get to relax a little bit and oftentimes have days, maybe an entire week, when we can do photography. Since it's the middle of the winter, oftentimes that photography takes the form of work in the darkroom, which is what I did for years and years. I always thought of the week between Christmas and New Year's as a darkroom week, where I could catch up on film developing, and more importantly, spend some time printing. So I'd leap into the week full of enthusiasm in anticipation of a shower of creative ideas and inspiration, which almost never happened and was a mystery to me. I could go in the darkroom and do things like film developing that were a bit mechanical, but the creative aspects of photography always escape me when I try to force them, when I try to say, okay, now, be creative, on the spot, this instant, where is the creative idea? I'm nonplussed. It's like a writer starting off with a blank piece of paper. I never know what to do when I try to be creative on demand. It just doesn't work. So after several years of being frustrated by not being creative during the week between Christmas and New Year's, I learned that the idea of creativity on demand is simply a bad strategy that rarely works. That was when I started noticing when creative ideas happen, and they seem to happen without conscious effort. They bubble up from the subconscious. They pop into our brains when we least expect it. I've talked about this before, about how I always have some kind of notepad or an audio recorder with me wherever I am, because I might be in the grocery store shopping and a creative idea strikes me. Or I might be driving down the road or watching television or reading something that has nothing to do with photography, and all of a sudden the creative idea is there. But to sit down and say, okay, be creative now, just never works, at least not for me. I can sometimes help that process a little bit by having a pre-written list of creative ideas that have occurred to me in the previous weeks or months that are ready for me when I have the time to leap in and go to work. But I only have such a list if I'm aware that I need to capture that list in the days and weeks and months beforehand. But just showing up, particularly in this week between Christmas and New Year's, and trying to be creative on demand has never worked for me. So what I try to do instead in this week between Christmas and New Year's is what I might characterize as some catch-up work. Things like keywording, things like printing some chapbooks to fulfill orders, things like reviewing books from my photo library that I've been putting off seeing, and now I have time to see them, so it's a good time to pull them off the shelf and spend some time with them. Those are all the kinds of things that involve me in photography, but they're not relying on my having a creative idea in order to be a good use of my time. And if, during that week, a creative idea does happen to bubble up, rather than leap in and do the work, I've found it better just to make a note of it so that I don't lose that creative idea and it's ready for me the next time I have an opportunity to go to work on it. This week, because I didn't do it last October, I'm going to do some backups. Another one of those activities in photography that don't require any creativity, but that are necessary, easily put off, and hopefully never needed. But this is a great week for me to wrap up that task.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.